You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and we just thank you for joining us today. I'm here with my three cohorts. three co-hosts. We've got Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Coming in from up north. We've got Deanne Diaz.
Good morning, everyone.
Coming in from up north. Same. And then we've got our brother Sean O'Hay coming up from the south.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, praise God. It's another day. Another day to just be alive and to celebrate God's goodness and grace and mercy. And just really thankful today. Every day I've been getting up and just pondering the goodness of God.
Yes.
And it's so much better than pondering problems and looking at problems. But when we look at the goodness of God and the greatness of God, then our hearts are lifted. And so I just wanted to talk about, Deanne and I went to Aaron Abu's concert last night at the Lyric Theater. So that was pretty neat. That was a nice experience. I've never been there before.
Yes.
What a beautiful theater and just nicely decorated.
Sweet.
You've been there?
Yes.
Oh, it was really great.
Isn't it? It's a hidden treasure.
I know. And I'm thinking, wow, how come I've never been here?
Yeah.
You know, attended. They have so many different kind of functions.
Yeah.
They have plays and all kinds of stuff going on. But we went to see Aaron Abu, and he is a saxophone player. His most recent album is the number one, I think it's world entertainment album, the top album in the world. So praise God for him. But he is a believer, and he's just really an amazing guy. We had interviewed him here on Wednesday Live a couple of times, and none of us knew him. You know, he had come in to drop by some of his brochures or the flyers for the concert. So Jonathan said, well, let's get you in here and find out what your story is. And he's a believer, but he's out there in the secular world letting his light shine. And it's really important for us to support and pray for those people who are called. You know, we've been told that, you know, to come out from among them, you know, come into the church and leave all that stuff behind. But yet the Lord wants us out there to be that light shining in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And he truly has a beautiful testimony, and he does let his light shine before men. But that it was really just an amazing concert. And he was, Stuart was where he started. The first time he performed was at the Lyric Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was in the 90s, he said.
Yeah, I think he said like 95.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what he was doing was honoring all of the people that have supported him over the years, you know, financially.
Wow.
And in other ways. Oh, it's just beautiful. He would, mm-hmm. you know, he would do a song and then he would stop and then he would talk about the next people that helped him along, and just really, it was just a nice, beautiful concert. So I'm pretty happy that I went to that. And I think Jonathan's going to interview him again, you know, shortly, so we can do a follow-up to the concert. And he was raising, he did it as a benefit to raise money for the Tunnel to Towers. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Not Tunnels to Towers. Tunnel to Towers. So, you know, we look forward to him giving us a report on what they had raised in there. So I just wanted to get that out there and to pay homage to him. And we just bless him and all the work that he's doing. And then the other thing that I have today is, as all of us have seen in the news with the hurricane hitting Jamaica, I had sat down yesterday to pray, and I just sat there and I asked the Lord, okay, I'm going to pray for Jamaica. And then, boom, the Lord said to me, Jamaica, I am giving you a do-over.
Mm.
And then he led me to Psalm 73:25. Scene, can you, you had that open. Can you read that? Psalm 73:25, which was the first scripture that the Lord gave me. So I have this word. It's kind of like a word and a prayer mixed. And we'll, I wrote it down the way that the Lord was telling it to me. So Psalm 73, verse 25.
Yeah, out of the Passion Translation, it says, whom have I in heaven but you? You're all that I want. Not one on earth means as much to me as you. And Lord, so many times I fail. I fall into disgrace, but when I trust in you, I have a strong and glorious presence protecting and anointing me forever. You're all that I need.
Amen. Mm,
that's good.
So then, so this is what I was hearing the Lord saying, though the mountains fall, they fall into the sea, whom have I but you? I have so many questions. Who else do we have besides you, O God? There is no other God who we can depend upon. No other God is with us to help us. And if you know anything about Jamaicans, that in their culture, they are taught from a young age, taught the word of God. They go to church, and they've learned to decree and declare the word of God. Every one of them, all the schools, I think, is compulsory in school. They've trusted you before for food, shelter, and for clothing. Father God, let the Spirit of God rise up in the people. Let the resilient, remnant, revivalist rise up. Let those you have ordained for this hour to display your power and might, let them come forth. Let those who name the name of Jesus rise and shine, for their light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon them. Just as Jesus made an open display of his enemies, so shall the might and power of the Lord be displayed through your people, so that all the inhabitants will know that you are God, and beside you there is no other. Father, thank you for provision. Thank you for resources. Thank you for supernatural outpourings of blessings, help, and assistance. Father, thank you for resilient warriors rising up in this hour to be your voice, to proclaim your goodness, to bring deliverance, healing, and hope. Father, let real selflessness be seen. Let self-sacrifice for the benefit of others, putting the needs of others before themselves. Let these be on display, a real display of your church that is not made by man, nor the hands of man, but by your Spirit, God. Holy Spirit, bring revival to Jamaica. Bring refreshing to your people. Your resilient remnant revivalists born for such a time as this. And I'm just hearing the Lord saying that, you know, when disaster strikes, and we've been seeing it a lot, you know, it's occurring more and more throughout the earth. And you have a choice. Every one of I've been through typhoons myself. I've been through, we've had our place devastated. We've been through it before. And so I, you know, I know the feeling, and many of you have also been through devastating things. So if everything is wiped out and wiped away, you still have God. And that's all that matters. When you know God, when you know him deep in your heart, then it doesn't matter what you do not have or possess any longer. Yes, it's hard, you know, we miss having our things, and I'm not minimizing any of those feelings or emotions, but I just have the sense that God is wanting his people. It's almost as if these are opportunities for you to choose to allow God to deliver you once and for all from any attachments to the earth, and that you will allow him to show himself strong. You know, it's a lot of times, you know, when we, like someone made a comment yesterday about me, about the food, the SNAP program, you know, and I just said, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, you know, and the person said, well, that's easy for you to say if you have food on your table or if you have the means to purchase things. I'm not talking about that, but I'm just talking about this deep, abiding trust in God, that, you know, to where you just know, you know he's going to provide. And is that place where you don't cross over into, oh no, is he really going to help me? Mm-hmm. But where you stand in knowing that he is your help. And though the mountains fall, though everything, though it falls into the sea and you're standing there all by yourself, God is there and ready to show himself strong on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the Lord really wants to, you know, get his people into that place, if you're not already there, you know, to get you into that place of deep trust and deep dependence on him and him alone. And, you know, and I think that's the supernatural comes into play when you absolutely have nothing. You have to depend on him. So when he provides, it's he knows what you need. He knows what you need before you ask him. So let him show himself strong to you so that you can be that witness for him during these troubling times. We know that Convoy of Hope and some of the other ministries are, you know, on their way there, maybe already there to help and to aid and to provide assistance where needed. But let the people of God, let the people that know their God do great exploits and really allow the Lord to work through your life and to strengthen you and to uphold you with his righteous right hand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe we can pray for them in a little bit, or, but anyway, it's open for comment.
Yeah, well, this morning, you know, I just kept hearing, you know, it's just, we have to remain in this place of quietude, just this place where our minds are set on thee, right? And walking in the peace of God, not the peace that the world offers you, where it gets tainted and you get tossed to and fro, and mm-hmm. it's not reliable, it's not sustainable, it's temporary. And so what I was hearing in my spirit was in Matthew 13, when it talks about the soil, you know, again, the ground that the seeds are placed in. And in 22, specifically 13:22, I kept hearing, don't allow the worries and the cares of life, right? I just kept repeating, hearing it over and over in my spirit. And as I read it, it said, the seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but are all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. And I just kept hearing that this morning, and that's overall, you know, the physical storms that come to bring devastation, the other forms that we might feel devastated, trauma, shaken, whatever they may be. He was reminding me this morning, do not allow the cares of this world steal from you.
Amen.
Move you. You know, get you in that place of despair, because I removed you from that place of despair. I put you in my dwelling. I put you in that place of peace. Stay there. I didn't tell you to leave from there. And we do, don't we? Every day. We remove ourselves from there when someone calls us with their troubles. Mm-hmm. Or when someone calls us, I need prayer. I'm in a difficult situation. I need answers now. You know, all of these things. Or the pools of family needs and everything that we see right now in this world. And so I just want to encourage people right now that to remain in that place. And the only way you can is if you kind of put that the distractions and push. Listen, gosh, how many of us don't give 5 minutes to our God? Mm. And that's just so important. Someone has 5 minutes today. You do. We have hours in the day, but we choose where we invest it. You know, where our intentions go, it goes elsewhere. 5 minutes. And I tell you what, if you just get to that place and you get quiet and you ask him, don't, you know, the cares of that, just push it aside. Remove all the hindrances. Remove all the entanglements. Break them off my life and get in that place of peace, because that's the only thing that we're going to have to mm-hmm. really sustain us.
Amen. You know, one of the images I saw from Jamaica was one of the, I don't know which area it was, but literally there was nothing left. Oh. It was like every building, car, all of it was just smashed down mm-hmm. and demolished. Mm. And, you know, you have to look at that and go, And, you know, it's almost a metaphor for what God is doing in our lives. He wants to remove everything, every obstruction, every distraction, everything that we, you know, we have things and we get used to having them. And, you know, we can't imagine our lives without them. But what if the Lord wants to remove things? And I'm not saying this, but you have to look at it in the spirit, in the spiritual realm. That God wants to remove things from your life, things that have held you back, things that have kept you bound. You know, we're Jesus overcame so that we could overcome in this world. We live in the world, but we don't want the world to live in us. We don't want the attachments of the world. He came to set us free, so we live free and separate, you know, without. Whether you have it or you don't have it, you should have the same attitude. Whether you have it, whether you possess it or not. You know, but just this metaphor that the Lord wants to wipe the slate clean and have a do-over, maybe in your life, to start over. Whether you don't know Jesus at all. You know, it happens that when you are born again. He removes your past and gives you a new life. And the same is with believers, that yes, we take the new life, but we're still carrying all the old stuff. But the Lord wants to remove those things from us because he has so much more in store for us. And he wants us to live in abundance. He wants us to live in his blessings. And anyway, that's... Nanette's making faces.
You know, this is a real opportunity for Jamaica, because on the global stage, the identity of Jamaica is known by its cultural heritage, its music, its diverse population, but, you know, Christianity is the dominant religion, and hopefully it's Christianity that's the dominant relationship with Christ, because we're really at a crossroads in history and in time. You know, it's a time when people need to recognize that God's word carries divine intention, and the intention is for God, you know, to do exactly what he said he would do, because the gospel works everywhere and anywhere for those that believe. The gospel is the power of God unto what salvation really is. And throughout time and history, you know, it does take a mouth to declare and to speak the word of the Lord, but there have been times when there are cycles and cyclonic cycles and seasons that have existed to turn things around, to bring a people to a place they can't bring themselves, to do for them what they could have never done on their own. But it does take faith. And that's when, you know, people get to hear from heaven. And as they begin to hear the word of the Lord and obey that word, what do you think really happens? It turns around. So it's possible, because the gospel is still the power of God unto what salvation really is. And it's everything that we need.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. This is taking me back to a place in my life. I was serving the Lord. I was serving in ministry. I was prospering in my business as a single mom with two kids. Just the Lord was my husband. I mean, I was doing fantastic. And then 9/11 hit. And being a real estate agent, everything just halted. And what I had in the works closed, and I had no more deals coming. I had no more income. And I had already resigned from working under another person. And I'm like, okay, for 3 months. And I know this doesn't compare to the tragedy in Jamaica, but this was my storm. This was my storm. Where the rubber meets the road, are you going to trust God? Are you going to have faith? Are you going to look to him and him alone? Testing the word in your heart. Like you said, it's a Christian nation, Jamaica, Christian. And I'm telling you, that's when the trials and tribulations come and the storms come and the tragedies come, that's when what's inside of you?
Yes.
Right? What are you made out of? Mm-hmm. Are you really standing on the word of God? Do you really believe? And I was at that place in my life. And I was getting child support from my husband. I never once told him. Later in life, we got back together, is when I told him. He's like, you never told me that. I said, nope, I did not. I didn't. People knew my position, the church and my family. They knew I didn't have work, but I never asked for anything. The kids would go to school, and I would just lay prostrate on the floor in my bedroom, calling upon God. And God, did I miss you? Was I not supposed to resign from my job with that agent? What, you know, was, am I don't want to be disobedient. He said, you're in the center of my perfect will. I'm your husband. I'm your provider. Be a mom to your kids when they come home from school. I was never able to do that. I was always a working mom. My kids would come home and say, Mom, what are you doing here? And I'd be making dinner. And I was a housewife and a mom for 3 months. And I was like, Lord, I'm willing to work. I want to work. And he's like, you just need to seek me. And I just kept seeking him. He knew. I'm like, God, I need food. I have no food in the pantry. And I have no toilet paper in the shelf. And that kind of became the joke with my family. Do you have toilet paper? But I just kept saying, God, I trust you. You gave me this house. And if you want to take it away, it's okay. You show me where my kids and I are supposed to live. You're not going to abandon me. This was not my house from the beginning. It all belongs to you. I wouldn't have it without you. So I go to church and go wherever, and people would just, oh, God told me to give you this. God told me to give you this. They'd slip me 50, a 20, 100. The pastor at the church said, come to the church and get food out of the church pantry. And man, was that humbling. I was a giver. I loved to give. I loved to bless. I was always helping people. And I was on the other side. And I was like, I don't like this God. And God said, if you don't learn how to receive and be in a position of need, you're never going to understand how the people on the other side feel when you're giving to them. Mm-hmm. So it's very humbling, very, very humbling. But it's just the Lord, and I would be like, God, you're so good. And he just reminded me, and I just found this in my journal from a year and a half ago when I was giving a testimony at a meeting. But God put these scriptures in my heart. The faithful shall abound with blessing. The generous soul shall be made rich. Those who water will also be watered. Give, and it shall be given unto you. And obedience brings the blessing. And those were the five scriptures the Lord dropped in my heart at that time, that I had served the Lord, and I was faithful, and I was seeking him, and I was just hungry and just fearing the Lord, raising my kids in the church. In Jamaica, God has heard your prayers. He has seen your walk. He has seen your faith. He has seen your faithfulness, and he will not abandon you. He will not forsake you or forget you. He's going to use this to rebuild you, rebuild the nation, rebuild the families, rebuild his church, the ecclesia, because he's no respecter of persons. And he did it for me. He's done it for so many. And at that point, it was 3 months. They were going to foreclose on my house. And I just kept saying, God, I trust you. I trust you. People would bring me groceries to my door, toilet paper. Somebody walked up and gave me an envelope one night after a Wednesday night service and said, God told me to give you this. And I went to my car and I just said, oh, let me open the envelope before I drive home. I opened it and it was 3 months exactly. And they didn't know this. 3 months of mortgage payment was in that envelope. And I sat there and I wept and I wept and I wept and I thanked God that he is so good. He knows everything. We just have to do what the word says. Be a doer of the word. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and everything else comes and is added. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The whole earth is his and the fullness thereof. He has no shortage. There is no shortage with God. He'll bring it through different vessels, different means, people, entities, organizations, church. But I believe in this hour, Karen, that God is wanting people to turn back to the church, not relying on governments, not relying on man, not relying on organizations. This, we are supposed to be the ecclesia, the governing body on this earth. And I believe the church is going to rise up. And you can tell about that gentleman last night. The church is going to rise up and the church is going to be meeting the needs of the people. And God is going to be drawing the people. Long story. So I'm finishing with, I called my mortgage company the next day and I said, I have the money to pay you. What do I do? They said, we were literally sending your file to foreclosure today. Just right. We seemed like it's a midnight hour, like God's late. God is always on time. And my house was saved.
Amen. 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 Yes. God. Jamaica, you, the Lord is, will thank be you, faithful Lord. To you. Thank you. I see these, that, what was the term that he gave me? The hold on. Need the glasses. Yes, Deanne, thank you. The resilient remnant revivalist.
Yes.
That's who the Lord is calling forth in this hour in Jamaica. You know, that so the Lord can be seen. So we're behind you and we support you in our prayers, that the church, those in the church that just know you know God and you will do those exploits by the Spirit of God. You're the vessels that are just going to be there for your fellow countrymen.
Yes.
And that light shining in the darkness. And we just pray that God will strengthen you in this hour and cause you to, it's like this is a moment for Jamaica. It's a moment where the light of God is shining upon the nation take advantage of what God is doing in the earth today. The whole, as a matter of fact, the whole body of Christ, we need to take advantage
yes.
of the doors that God has opened. The heavens are opened over the nations. And the Lord is saying, where are my people? Where are my people? I want my people to be seen. I want my power and glory to be seen through my people, you know, that we can let go of our fleshly way of doing things and allow the Spirit of God to move through us for the aid of others.
Yes.
So that he can be seen. We'll move our flesh out of the way so that the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. the glory of God can be seen. So, Father, send your glory
yes, Lord.
Over the nation of Jamaica, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Let your glory be seen in this hour, God. Mm-hmm. Father, that they would see miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles. Father, all the things that they've learned all through their years growing up, God, where maybe some have, you know, maybe taken a ho-hum approach to you, God. They figure they know you and everything's good. But Lord, let them see your glory. Father, let hearts be turned to you.
Yes.
Let those who are wandering around doing other things or just indifferent to you, God, Father, let them see your glory in your people, that you would draw them to yourself, Jesus, just as you said, that if you are lifted up, you will draw all men to you. So we decree and declare that Jesus be lifted up over the island of Jamaica, that Jesus, high and exalted over that nation, Lord, that you would do what no man can do. Father, that you can fix what no man can fix. Father, that you can restore what no man can restore. And we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace and protection over the people. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Jesus' name. I just want to add to that, Karen. Father, we ask you to pour out your Spirit. Mm-hmm. Pour out your Spirit upon Jamaica. He is the comforter. He is the comforter and he is the helper. We thank you, God, for doing that in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you right now to loose your angel armies, the heavenly angelic host upon them. We know the natural needs need to be met, but Father, they need to encounter you. They yes. need to know that you are there and you see and you know and you care. Father, let the ministering angels, that's what the angels are for, minister unto the people. Yes. Angels of the Lord, minister unto the people. Father, shine forth your marvelous, glorious light into this darkness, into this tragedy, into this loss and devastation, Father. Let your light shine forth. Let there be a refreshing and a revival and a renewing, God, of their faith, of their hope. Of the hope of glory, Christ in them. Let them dig inside of the reservoirs of their spirit, their heart, God, and draw out the word, draw out the truth, draw out the promises that they will stand and on the rock, the solid rock of Jesus Christ, knowing, God, that you are there and you will rebuild and you will provide and you will protect and you will bless, Father. You will bless them as they turn their hearts and eyes and minds to you, God. You will bless them and you will restore them, God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I just keep hearing that even before this storm, before this devastating hurricane came and just destroyed, you know, this land, I keep hearing that they were hungry and thirsty. They were at a place that they were hungry and thirsty for their God. And so I just want to pray Matthew 5:6, that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Yes. Jamaica, you will be filled.
Yes. Yes.
You will be filled. And it says, oh God, in Psalm 63, oh God, you are my God. With deepest longing, I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. Yes. My flesh longs and sighs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. We call forth the water. Mm-hmm. We call forth the rivers of living water to flow in the hearts of your people in Jamaica again. And then I kept seeing this vision right now that, you know, when there was so many following Jesus and the disciples, and he was just sharing, you know, parable after parable, and they were hungry, and the disciples came to them, listen, you know, these people are hungry. We've got to kind of, you know, send them away so they can go eat and everything. And Jesus says, I'm paraphrasing, okay? Nobody, we're going to feed them. We're going to feed them. And so there was more than enough, right? We know what happened. There was more than enough for all those people who was seeking the one, who was hearing the very words that bring life. They were fed. But this is not where I'm pointing out. I literally saw like a reserve. I saw those 12 baskets of the leftovers. Mm. That's what I saw right now.
Yes.
And so I feel like that's a reserve of the word and the spirit of our God that's been on reserve because you've been hungry and thirsty for so long before this storm. So I pray that you will receive the reserve, that you will receive those 12 baskets that were full, Lord, and that you will fill their hunger and their thirst during this season like never before, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Name. Thank you, Lord.
And just as you were praying there, I'm hearing, send the rain. Lord, mm-hmm. send the rain of your spirit, God.
Yes.
Send forth the rain. Oh, Father, let the fire of God rise up in your people. Let the fire, the zeal for the Lord, be ignited in every heart, in every soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, in Psalm 46, which was also one of the Psalms the Lord gave me for this word, let me just read it real quick. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Look for that holy place. Look for that holy place in the Lord. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He will make wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And we declare that God is the fortress of Jamaica, that God is ruler over all of that island nation. Father, we thank you, God, for your glory that will arise among your people in that place, God, so that you would be seen, that you would be glorified, Lord God.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, Karen, if we can just, I want to piggyback on what Deanne shared, you know, that testimony. Because, you know, there's people in our land right now, they might not have been destroyed by Hurricane 5, Category 5, but today they're dealing with destruction in some way or shape or form. And just like she was a single parent at the time trying to make a way to feed her children, to keep the place that she's living, there's many out there right now with everything that's going on. And I just want to pray that as it happened to Deanne, I pray that Father God will also have mercy and will meet you in the late midnight hour, that will meet you in that one, that moment, that last very moment, and to provide for you, to make himself known to you, that he is faithful. He is the trusted one. Oh, Father God, you hear their cries. You see their needs. You see the children. You see their homes, that they're almost going to be like, you know, lose their homes and be evicted. Lord, make a way for them. And I pray for the neighbors beside them. I pray for the people according to the scriptures where it says, if you have something in your hands, okay, and you see the needs of the people, that you release it. You don't close the door to those people.
Yes.
So may the Lord move in the hearts of the neighbors right now, of those very own people that are struggling right now, to release what they have in their hands, to release that provision, to provide for those around you, whether it be a carton of milk, whether it be $25 towards their rent, whatever it is, whether it is to take them somewhere that they need to go. What it is to stand with them, to advocate for them, for their needs. Maybe they're having a language barrier. Whatever it is, let God use you today. Do not deny anyone. Do not close your doors for anyone. This is a beautiful, powerful time to be like Jesus. People are in need. What better time to be the light and salt of the world than now? So, Father, move on their behalf. Move, and may we hear about it. May we hear about it. May we hear about the testimonies of how you made a way for them, of how your provision fell into their lives through people and supernaturally. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. It is a time, believers, it's a time to be the church. It's a time to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We are to be givers. We are to be doers. We are to be generous. We are to sow into the lives of those around you that come across your path. Just ask every day, God, who can I bless? Who can I help? Bring me into those appointments and those opportunities that I can sow. Who can I bless? You were saying that the other day. God, how can I give you glory?
Yeah, you how said can I give you the most glory?
Exactly. You were saying that on Sunday. Mm-hmm. How can I give you the most glory, God? How can I glorify you? How can I bless you by blessing others? Mm-hmm. This is a time to give, that people will see the body, the word of God in action, that they would see the church for who we were created to be, not the stuffy frozen chosen up there judging people. Oh, well, you shouldn't be doing this. No, this is not a time. It's not a time to do that, people. It is a time to be moved with compassion. Amen. Let your heart be tender, open, and moved with compassion that you can't help yourself. Mm. Everything you have belongs to God. Everything we have belongs to God. Mm. You know, I had a dream. Can I share real quick, Karen? I know we haven't even taken a break. I had a dream, and in that dream, it was like there was a sense of urgency. We were on high alert, and I was with some family members and other people. And it's like, we didn't know if it was going to be a second, a minute, a day. We didn't know. It was like on high alert. And I was telling everybody, get your heart right with God. Make sure your heart's clean. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't have any unforgiveness toward anyone. Mm-hmm. Just repent right now and surrender to the Lord. And unfortunately, there were people, there believers mm-hmm. that were saying, I can't forgive that person. I can't do that. And maybe it's not unforgiveness, but there's some things in the way. There's some things in the way. And you know what? At that moment, if we were to get bombed, taken out, killed, whatever, whatever's on this earth, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. It's nothing. What has Paul said? I've counted everything as loss, as dung for you. That you, I just want you, I want more of you, I want all of you. You know, we just, and that's what has to be our heart. These things are temporary, they don't matter. Yeah, we enjoy them and we're blessed while we're here, but this is not our home. We have to think eternal, eternal. Are we laying up treasures in heaven? Are we sowing and doing what our Lord, our head of the body, commanded us to do?
Hallelujah. You know, that scripture that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared. you know, we know that we will eternally be in glory with him when we pass from this earth. But as our brother Sean always says, we can have a little bit of heaven on earth before we get to heaven. And, you know, and this is what I'm having this. There's a song this came up the other day, a new song. And part of it is, you know, really realizing how much the Lord loves you. A lot of controversy with, you know, the worship music and people getting all bent out of shape because people are singing songs about how much Jesus loves me. If you don't know that God loves you, if you have never had a touch from him, if you have never encountered his love, how can you follow him? How can you follow anybody, you know, unless there is a connection with him? And, you know, Jesus came for each one of us. He came to restore us to the Father, to redeem us from the curse, to set us free, and to give us everything that we're going to be getting in heaven. All that we're, you know, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven. He came that we would have life and life more abundantly. That's not when we get to heaven. That's starting right now. If we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, positionally, then whatever he has for us is ours to have right now. The kingdom of God is within us. And we need to know how much he loves us so that we can surrender everything. Whatever we have, as Deanne said, whatever we have comes from him. Whatever is granted to us comes from him. Whatever gifts or talents we have comes from him. And when we are able to lay all of those things before him, lay our lives before him, knowing that we have nothing, then we put ourselves in the position to receive all that he has set aside for us individually. Philippians. So I encourage chapter you three. To... Finally, are you looking at Philippians? Anyway.
This is what happens when we're live.
But the Lord really does want you to know how much he loves you. And just open your heart to him today. Believe what the word says. You know, help my unbelief. You know, if people that do not believe God heals still. That just boggles my mind. Why would he heal back when the early church, why would he heal then? And then just like, no, we're stopping. You know, like Isaiah Saldivar said. You know, like, okay, Peter, this is the last one. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You know, the Lord, he's got everything for us. And he, you know, that we can live this life above. We can live above all the circumstances of life when our hearts are fully trusting in him. And you can't trust him if you don't know that he loves you. If you're just reading the word, the scripture's going to tell you. You can read the scriptures and memorize everything and be in agreement with it mentally. But if your heart doesn't believe, then what happens if your heart doesn't believe? It's just mental assent. But it's, anyway.
Scripture tells us from Ecclesiastes, to everything under the sun, there's a time, a season, and its purpose. And in this cyclonic cycle and season of supernatural time that we're living in, there's no time or no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Therefore, the Father says, behold, I have sent my word, and I have healed them. And he's speaking to those who can literally say, for the raging war of stormy winds and crashing waves cannot erode our faith in you. Mm-hmm. So we can thank God for the work that It hasn't begun. It always was. It's a continuum. It's a place that people can step into and they can literally go ahead and celebrate. They can clap their hands. They can shout to God with the raucous sounds of joy because the Lord God, the Most High, is astonishing, awesome beyond words. He's the formidable and powerful King over the earth. He's the one who conquered the nations before us and placed them under our feet, it says. This is Psalm 47. He's marked out our inheritance ahead of time, putting us in the front of the line, honoring us because he loves us.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take it, Jamaica. Yes. Take it, every person listening and hearing. His eyes still see. His ears still hear. His heart is opened. Is your heart open? And if your heart is open, the arm of the Lord, the hand of God, is not short. He can help you wherever you are because the gospel works everywhere and anywhere to those who believe. The gospel is the power of God unto what salvation really is.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lord, help our unbelief, where we don't believe you, God, where we don't believe your word, where there's that doubt in our heart. You know, if we have that doubt about him, then we're just like the waves tossed to and fro, you know, and just never land on anything. But God, thank you for making yourself known to us, Lord. Every day, every moment of the day, how you want to reveal yourself to those who do not believe. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God. You know, the mountains, the seas, everything that we see that God created, he declares himself every day. But do we see him? We don't worship the things that he made. We worship the creator. We worship him. And you know, how much more, you know, that he created each and every one of us so unique and so individual. And these billions of people that have ever been alive in the earth, every single one of them so different, so unique and so different. It's mind-boggling, you know, that God, that the DNA of each person is different from the next person. The fingerprints are different. All the everything about us. Lord, display your glory, God. Let us see your glory. Let us experience your glory.
Yes. There was a posting about Jamaica a couple days, maybe three, four days ago. And it was a prophetic person saying that there's a spiritual war going on in Jamaica and that the occult practice of Obeah wants to be legalized once again. And we know that God doesn't cause these things to happen, the storms and such, but he sometimes allows things to happen to tear down the idols, to tear down Satan's plans, to stop the works of darkness. And it was just saying that Obeah can involve working with water spirits. It's a practice. The spirits they call fair maids or water mamas. They call them Mami Wata, Mother Water. They like worship and they do sacrifices unto rituals. Rituals involve offerings such as unsalted foods, milk, honey, white rum, which are deposited at the seashore as an offering to the water spirits. So sometimes when we pray for God to come, we never know how it's going to happen. We don't expect tragedy and disaster. But God loves us so much to hear the cries of our heart. So those idols are being torn down.
Those
occultic, demonic practices are being eliminated, are being removed from Jamaica in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father, Lord.
We consecrate and commit Jamaica to you once again.
Thank you, Lord.
We declared, blessed is Jamaica whose God is the Lord. And we declare, Father, that the light will shine forth, that your power, your glory will be on display, that all of these people that are caught in captivity to the false gods, false religions, occultic witchcraft practices, practice this, Father. You, they're going to see you, Father.
Yes,
and they're
going to
call upon the name of the Lord. They're going to renounce and forsake their involvement with the kingdom of darkness. And they are going to be born again of the Spirit. We declare, Father God, mass salvations. We declare mass transformations.
Yes.
We declare a cleansing of the island of Jamaica.
Yes.
And that she is rebuilt for your glory, Father, for your glory in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, my God. Yeah, maybe. Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, maybe that's why I kept thinking, I kept getting that they were thirsty and hungry before this storm. Yes.
That's what made me look up this word. I looked up the word because of what you were saying.
It was just such a burden, you know, that they were looking for him.
Yes. Hallelujah. To rescue them from the darkness.
That's right. And to break the power of those idols over that place.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. So Jamaica, it's an opportunity for you to build God's altar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to build the altar of our God, the one true God.
Yes.
The God that created the heavens and the earth. The God that made you in his image, that God, the God that brought Jesus, the incarnate God, okay, to us, to make a way for us to enter in, to enter all that he has, to enter in eternity, to enter in salvation, to enter in the power of grace, to enter into forgiveness, to enter in to the right hand that has pleasures forevermore. I mean, to enter in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that everything is washed clean, establish an altar for our God, the one true God.
Yes. God is not willing for any to perish.
Amen.
Real people rising up out of obscurity, nameless, faceless people, but people with the name of their God upon them and able to walk in grace because he's doing for you what you literally could never do for yourself.
Amen.
As he brings you to a higher place, he's calling you higher, a higher place where he's doing it for you. And not only is he doing it for you, but he's bringing you into something that is new. It's not new with God. It's new with mankind, because when you're nameless and you're faceless and you're being raised up out of obscurity, it's to do a new thing. A new thing is to be declared for a people that know their God and are called by glory and virtue, expressing the very glory of God, that is to do great exploits. So the name of the Lord will be exalted.
Yes.
The glory of God is being poured out. And people are standing still long enough to watch what he's doing, to hear what he's saying, and to literally do it in obedience so that the timeline will be changed, and it'll be looked back on, and everybody will laugh because they'll say, look at it. Look at them. It really was God.
Amen.
Ooh.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah. Wow, Deanne, I had known about that that spirit, those marine spirits and stuff operating, but I didn't know that that prophetic word came out.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord. God knows everything.
God knows everything.
He knows all things.
He's faithful.
Yeah.
He's faithful.
And I just see Jamaica just rising up. The people of God's like, finally, you know, because it takes somebody stronger than you to come along and bust up things in order to set you free. And that's what the Lord's doing.
Yeah, the people couldn't stop that.
No.
Stop that occultic. Nope. Only God.
That's right. Mm. And so we thank God that he's doing that. And so, we've got about maybe 45 seconds, if anybody has any last minute thoughts. We just thank God for his ways that are higher than our ways.
Amen.
And we thank God that every Friday when we come in, we don't know what we're going to be talking or praying about. So we just thank God, because his agenda is our agenda.
Yes.
And again, we just thank you for joining us. And we look forward to having you back next week. We hope to hear from you as well. We know there's people listening, but if you don't tell us, we don't know. And again, you're welcome to use the website, WCNO.com. Use that prayer request form where you can, if you want us to pray for you about anything, we can do that. Or if you have a question or a comment, whether it's nice or not nice, or whether it's agreeable or not agreeable, we would love to hear from you. So again, thank you for joining us, and we will see you next Friday. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.